Okay, so with regard to the question of the different of what of the level of Oved Me'ava, where the Rambam seems to first say that it's a basic level, and then says it's only the level of Avraham Avinu. So I think the answer is that in the beginning the Rambam is saying he's talking about the Derech, right? He says to be Oved, to do the mitzvos for schar or to avoid onesh. So he says, Ein roi lavod es Hashem al haderech hazeh. That's a certain philosophy of mitzvah, right? That derech is not the right. That derech is very low level. That derech is what he calls the derech of the amei haaretz, right? But then when he says that you teach them achitavra daitan v'yovdu me'avo, so then that means that you change their derech. Okay, it means you change their attitude towards mitzvahs. Now they realize that there's a benefit of MS in mitzvahs. There's a benefit of becoming closer to true knowledge of God through mitzvahs. So that changes. That's the idea of derech. That changes their derech. But a person can have the right idea of the derech and still be conflicted in individual, you know, instances. Because although he recognizes an idea of reality and recognizes the benefit, he also has other attachments. You know what I mean? A person can have a certain degree of recognition, but still not be free of other things, of other values. So he could be Oved Hashem the derech of Ava, but still have to force himself to overcome particular instances where he's drawn by other influences. Well, with the Rambam is talking about the ultimate level of Avas, of Oved Me'ava like Avram, that's where his only thought is Yediyas Hashem. I mean, then it's Mi'ad, then he has no conflicts. You understand? So the thing that's the derech of the Amerites is means it's the wrong derech completely. But you can be on the right derech, but not on the level that you really see it all the time clearly. And you might know that it's true, but at this moment you want to do something else. At this moment there's a draw in another area, and you have to make yourself do it. So that's the right derech, but it's not in every instance a natural flow of asiyas hamitzvos. Whereas the level of Avraham Avinu, he had no other interests. This was his only interest of getting proper knowledge, and therefore there was no decision. He didn't have to. He didn't have to force himself at all. Just Vayashkim Avraham Avoka. That's his only thought. Okay, that's the highest. That's the, you would say, the full actualization of the derech of Avo, right? Okay, one other interesting point is in the Sefer of Mitzvos, in the Mitzvah of Avo. So the Rambam says he has an extra thing over here. In the Sefer Mitzvos, right? We discussed this also last week. That he says, again here he says, "Kvar hinei bi'arnu l'chosha be'histaklus tovu lidei hasaga v'yimotzi l'cho ha'tainig v'tovu ho'ava behechrech." It's not a mitzvah forcing you to have a certain type of a feeling. You know what I mean? That feeling is associated with what... That feeling is a natural human experience associated with the person as masig as emes. Okay. But then he adds an extra thing. He says, Ukvar omru shem mitzvah zu koleles gamkein shen nikro eis kol b'nei ha'odam lavo doso yisale v'lemuna bo. Shekein im ata ohev es mishahu to halalenu v'tishabachenu v'tikra b'nei adam la'avaso. Then that Rambam here says, so he says that what? I mean, the basic idea is that what? That not only is it a mitzvah of yourself to pursue knowledge of God, but there's also an element of this mitzvah to call other people to Avodas Hashem. Because someone should, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So the Rambam again is making the analogy, right, like to a normal love between a person again, between people. Like just like he says in Hilchos Tshuva, he describes the love of Avas Hashem with an analogy of an Ava of a between people. It's funny, of a woman, okay, of a man to a woman. Here, it's interesting. Here, and over there, he doesn't have that whole element of bringing love to other people. Here, he describes the idea of including others with the same similar analogy. That if a person loves somebody, he wants to praise him and bring other people to his love. V'zeh derech ha-moshel. That's a moshel though. Kach im te'av es Hashem be'emes b'mashi higia l'cho me'asogas amituso harei she'ata b'lisof e'tikro es ha'psoim v'ascholim li'idias ho'emes she'ata kvar yodea. Another thing, like it's a mamela thing. So too, if you love God be'emes and what you perceive, you will no doubt call the fools to know his truth that you already know. Right? So you will no doubt, that will no doubt happen. Hiyan hineata below sofek, tidrosh v'tikra has kofrim v'asicholim v'yediyas ha'emes shir yodata oso. Yeah. Loshon sifrei v'yahavta yis Hashem ahavehu al havrios. You should bring his love to the brios. You should put his love on the brios. Ke Avram avicha, shnemar ves nefesh yirasu b'charon. Kolomar, kemo shehoya Avram, lefi shehoya ohev. Kemo shehoya lekos of zera Avram, o avi. Korei b'otzim hasagoso es b'nei ha'adam le'muna, me rov avaso, kach te'aveyu ad shetikro b'nei ha'adam e'lov.
You're saying that's just another dimension of your own Ava?
That's what he says, right? That's what he comes back to, saying it's like a shear in your Ava.
Right.
How much Ava? So much Ava that it even expresses itself in your desire to bring it to others. Just like Avram was the Oev Hashem, prime example, and he did that, so too you have to have an Ava that will generate that as well, right? Not that you have to do that,
right?
You have to have an Ava. But the question is, what is that idea? What is the idea that the Ava, why can't you just have the Ava yourself? I mean, what is that you, is that like a chesed to other people? Like what? That if it's a chesed to other people, I don't know, it doesn't sound like a different element. It doesn't sound like an Ava element. It's just the new thing. Why does it stem from Ava? I don't know. That's a good question. Guy is a good question. The question is like this. Let's say a guy were on an island, right? Completely isolated from mankind. And he reached this level. Would he feel like he wishes he can get off the island to spread this knowledge to other people? Or is it just when you're in the situation of other people, this occurs? What do you say? You had the question, so what do you say? In other words, is it a lack in your own Ava? Is it a lack? Are you lacking if you're not sharing it with someone else? Like as a positive thing? How would we frame it? How would we frame the two sides? In other words, as a positive thing, or is it just some removal of a negative? You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be around fools.
He's good.
In other words, if it's like a positive thing, then on the island the guy would be missing something and he'd feel frustrated. Right? But if it were a different idea, that his sense of reality makes him only comfortable among people with the same reality. You understand? When he doesn't value relationships anymore in the typical way. Doesn't value relationships anymore in the normal way. Now everything is going to be a part of his Avas Hashem. You understand? And he's not going to have all of his associations. He's going to want to have this type of... To have an association where this is not present is not an association anymore.
True by the woman also. I love the woman.
It reminds me of something in the Kuzari, where he talks in the third essay in the beginning. He talks about the perfect man, the perfect Jew, the saintly person, and whether the saintly person wants to be isolated from everyone or not. Okay. So he says. He's not cut off from this world. That way of life will become a burden and cause one to despise living. When life is really full of God's goodness, God himself cites good life as a reward, which he gives to the righteous. Okay. Rather, the servant of God loves this world and long life because through them he acquires the world to come. Then he says, but there are times when a person wants to be totally alone. It says, like Eliyahu. He divests himself so that he can join with the heavenly host. Once this is accomplished, he will not feel lonely. He will not feel lonely when he goes into solitude and isolation. As a normal man, there's a certain level where you have that's part of your psychological happiness. Like Ram discusses in the Mora that loneliness is a very devastating thing. But he says it's possible to reach such a madrega where, to the contrary, he'll feel lonely in the presence of many people. Because he's already removed from this lowly world. Instead, feels more part of the heavenly kingdom. Okay, that's a very high level. But then he says there's another level, the philosopher. That they do enjoy solitude. They do so to purify their thoughts so that they can intellectually arrive at sound conclusions. They will thus arrive at truths which will answer all their questions. They will still desire interaction with their students, who will provoke them with their questions and remind them of things they had forgotten. They are like the ardent businessman who hates to mingle with anyone except those who can help him make a profit. This is the level achieved by Socrates and his colleagues. In other words, an average person enjoys social interaction. You know what I mean? He just enjoys social interaction. And a lot of times people say, we're not going to discuss politics at the table. We're not going to discuss anything controversial at the table. Why? Because we want to sort of compartmentalize. You know, we want to just enjoy the company. Right? Just enjoy the company. And the more we realize who's sitting with us, truthfully, the less we're going to be able to enjoy this company. So let's just forget about what an idiot you are for right now and just enjoy the company. Right? But that's basically what people are saying. But he's saying when you have this idea of Ava is such an overarching, it's an all-encompassing idea. And it permeates all of your interactions. All of your whole view of reality is shifted. Avram's whole view of reality was different. He couldn't just enjoy a camaraderie. He didn't have that. That was an emptiness. That was an empty kind of a pleasure. There's no. That's like a false thing. So, but he does live in this world. He does live with people. So the only thing he can do is he has a tremendous desire to elevate the level of the of the people, to bring them into his existence. No, so they shouldn't be exist. He shouldn't be existing in a fake world. You understand? It's really it's not really for them in that sense. It's because his view, or his idea of his ava is so great. The minute he sees somebody, the only way he can interact with them is by bringing them into his reality. Otherwise, they're just like an empty existence. It's just like an animal. I mean, it's not a real... There's no social interaction. There's not even a social interaction if the person is not on that same within that same realm. Mm-hmm. That's like the ardent businessman. He doesn't value anything. He doesn't value friendship other than as a part of his view of reality.
So the animal shows a bit extreme. A person doesn't feel like they're...
I think on the island... On the island, I don't think the person would feel he has to get off the island to tell other people about this idea. I don't know if, according to the way I'm thinking about it. I mean, I'm not, you know, we have to think about it, but it would be, he would maybe want to get off the island to be back into reality, you know, necessities, but then once he's there, he's going to want to perfect that reality. He's going to want to perfect his surroundings. It's sort of like a ticking of your surroundings, you know, as opposed to trying to convince other people of your idea. Another way, and I think that's also the mashal, like when a person has a fan club or something like that. They want social interaction, but they don't want it to take away from their overall value. So you have to get together to talk about the person you love. You know what I mean? There's a certain conflict in relationships, because relationship is a certain human pleasure and I guess a level of a need. But the act of getting into each other's the interaction could distract you from, you know, itself takes away from what you really value. So you have to have a certain camaraderie. You know, you can only have the camaraderie with someone who you consider like you. You can't have a camaraderie otherwise. So if your main thing is your whole focus on life is a certain thing, you're not going to have camaraderie with someone who doesn't have that focus. There's no interaction. There's no true interaction. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Guy is a good question. What was your question again, Guy? He should have just said that basically you don't want to spend time with other people. You just want to spend time thinking about this, and then when you have to, you're, right? It's true. It does sound like you want to benefit people, because he says you call the fools and the you call them. You call them the Yedias HaEmes. It does seem like Avram was trying to lure people, right?
Proactive.
Right. Trying to lure people in. And then share this knowledge with them. He was seeking out these people. Right? It does seem like he wanted to benefit people in a certain way. Yeah. In other words, again, if you personally believe somebody is great, so you want that to be expressed in reality, like the woman we discussed with the queen, you feel that this person is great, and you feel this, you feel it's like a incongruence, is a sort of it's wrong that their greatness is not expressed. It's wrong that they don't have this stature in the world. That's like a something that is amiss, and you're sort, and to bring other people into it is to set things right. Right? I mean, that's the way an ardent fan feels. Can't believe that the rest of the world does not recognize the greatness that they see. Right? And it's true, the person's not going to be any greater the more people recognize it, but greatness should man recognizes greatness should have a certain stature in the world. And if it doesn't, there's something out of line with the whole reality of this, the whole human reality. The whole human reality is out of whack. And that's just an affront to your sense of right. You know what I mean? So if you feel something, that's an activist, right? If you really are married to a cause, you know, you're an activist. You want to set it right in the world. Community activist. You want to set it right in the world. What's motivating that person? It's this very high sense of justice. It's like a certain. So he's saying, if you a person like Avram saw the reality and saw how out of line the human situation is with that, it's an intolerable situation. Not really bringing it to the people for their benefit per se, and certainly not for God's benefit. But it's to bring the reality into actuality. It's to bring what is really true, to have it be expressed through the to have it be expressed in the world. It's hard to get further than that. Emes. Right, I mean, it's part of the drive of Emes. It's part of the drive of Emes. Yeah. So then even on the island, the guy would be upset. He would be upset because he knows the rest of the world is expressing a corrupt reality, and he's part of that reality. He's part of that reality. Or that reality, I don't know.
He wouldn't wish that there were other people.
Right.
Correct. If he was the only person in the world, he wouldn't wish there were other people to express his idea with. Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Interesting,